I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. What if one of the world's poorest countries suddenly came upon a windfall? That may have happened to Afghanistan. The New York Times reported today that the United States has discovered nearly $1 trillion in mineral reserves in that country. But as The World's Laura Lynch reports, those reserves could turn out to be more of a curse than a blessing.
Underneath Afghanistan's battle-scarred earth lies riches. Gold, copper, iron, and lithium, increasingly important for electric car and laptop batteries. For Salim Ali, it's cause to cheer. The professor of environmental studies at the University of Vermont is from Pakistan, so he knows how much bad news there's been from his homeland's next-door neighbor.
I think it is indeed good news because there's an opportunity now for the country to develop outside of a dominantly drug-dependent economy. And if properly managed, the minerals could provide a catalyst for all kinds of other activities as well.
By drug dependency, Ali means farmers' overwhelming reliance on growing poppies for opium that's then sold around the world as heroin. The only other steady stream of revenue these days is foreign aid. But for all those who trumpet Afghanistan's newfound mineral wealth, there are others, like Blake Hounshell, managing editor of Foreign Policy magazine, who say not so fast.
Everything we know about Afghanistan tells us it's one of the most corrupt countries on the planet. You know, the Wall Street Journal reported in January that the mining ministry, which would be in charge of these resources, is among the most corrupt departments in a very corrupt government. So I think we already have plenty of evidence that suggests that these resources won't be properly handled, and that's troubling.
It's also troubling to those who have worked and lived in other nations where sudden discoveries of oil and minerals didn't translate into sudden wealth. Keith Slack is a senior policy advisor with Oxfam.
In a lot of situations, mineral wealth like this contributes to violent conflict, corruption. It can contribute to human rights violations, displacement of local populations. It can end up actually worsening poverty in some situations.
Slack has seen it up close in the Democratic Republic of the Congo, one of the richest countries in the world in terms of mineral wealth.
Control over the mineral resources is one of the issues that's driving the conflict. By and large, the benefits of that huge mineral wealth in that country have not trickled down to the poorest communities.
Slack says the key to ensuring the wealth is shared is transparency, laws and procedures and practices to bar any shady deals. He says the very nations that are now fighting in Afghanistan can help by passing laws back home to force companies to report all transactions with governments like Afghanistan's. American officials are already said to be concerned that China will rush in. It's already won one bid to mine copper. And China's record in Africa suggests it will do business with governments without regard to their commitment to human rights and democracy. But Salim Ali of the University of Vermont says in this case, China might actually do the United States a favor.
There's been a lot of sort of conspiratorial rhetoric about the U.S. involvement in Afghanistan and that all of it has been about mineral wealth. But lo and behold, China is the country which gets the tenders. So that shows that the U.S. is not all-powerful in Afghanistan. And this is now an open playing field where you can have multinational investment. And so this should also put to rest some of those conspiracy theories about resource-led invasions and so on.
Of course, today's news doesn't mean mining companies will be rushing in to dig anytime soon. Developing the industry could take many years. And there's the small matter of a war that's yet to be resolved. For The World, I'm Laura Lynch in London.